be deflation, producer price index rises faster than expected. By John Carney on October 12, 2022. A key barometer of inflation on Wednesday showed prices paid to U.S. businesses rose more than expected in September, dashing hopes that the Federal Reserve might be able to take a softer approach to restoring price stability. The Producer Price Index, which tracks prices paid to U.S. businesses for the goods and services they produce, rose 0.4% in September, the Department of Labor said. That was twice the monthly gain expected by forecasters. On a 12-month basis, prices are up 8.5%. That's 0.1 point more than what economists surveyed by Econoday expected. The index fell by 0.2% in August and 0.4% in July, largely due to lower gasoline and oil prices. This was revised from the 0.1% decline originally reported for August. Excluding food and energy, prices were up 0.3% in September. This measure of core PPI was also up a revised 0.3% in August. In the earlier report, core PPI was reported as rising 0.2% in August. Compared with a year ago, core PPI is up 7.2%, which is below the 8.1% year-over-year increase reported in August. So-called core PPI, which excludes food, energy, and a measure of business margins called trade services, was up 0.4%. That compares with forecasts of 0.3% and is double the previous month's figure. Compared with a year ago, core is up 5.6%, matching the year-over-year increase reported a month ago. Inflationary pressures have moved from being concentrated around goods to now also affecting prices for the services side of the economy. In September, the producer price index for services increased at a 0.4% rate, up from 0.3% in August. The Department of Labor said most that increase is attributable to a 0.6% rise in the index for final demand services less trade, transportation, and warehousing. Over a quarter of the September increase came from a 6.4% advance in prices for a category called traveler accommodation services. Prices for final demand goods moved up 0.4% in September after decreasing 1.1% in August. Food inflation is playing a big role in keeping goods inflation high. 60% of the advance is attributable to a 1.2% increase in the index for consumer foods. Compared with a year ago, food prices are up 11.9%. Energy prices rose 0.7%. Core goods prices, excluding food and energy, were flat.